New January 6 film footage continues to erode insurrection narrative. By Jose Nino. As 2023 comes to a close, liberals are still shell-shocked by the events that unfolded on January 6, 2021. On that fateful day, thousands of peaceful individuals protested the highly contested 2020 election, which was rife with all manner of irregularities. The January 6 protests, despite starting out peacefully, turned violent as Capitol Police would clash with protesters. Four supporters of former President Donald Trump died on this tumultuous day, three as a result of excessive use of force by law enforcement. Worse yet, 1,202 individuals in almost all 50 states and the District of Columbia have received criminal charges per Department of Justice figures, DOJ. To be sure, some of these individuals may have broken minor laws. Nevertheless, for political elites who are utterly convinced that the events of January 6 constituted an insurrection, the book had to be thrown at these protesters. In effect, the Biden regime has created a significant number of political prisoners who are now looking at the prospect of receiving stiff sentences. Through its actions, the DOJ has exposed itself as a vindictive, banana republic-style organization that is constantly looking for new targets to persecute. It has teamed up with its allies in Congress and the corporate media to hide the truth about what really transpired on January 6. However, things have changed over the last year. In November 2022, Republicans took back the U.S. House of Representatives, making vague promises to get to the bottom of what really happened on January 6. Once Representative Mike Johnson, Republican Louisiana, took the House Speaker gavel, he vowed to release surveillance footage captured by security cameras at the Capitol. Johnson kept his promise by releasing the first set of surveillance footage in the middle of November, while promising to release all 14,000 hours of footage in the upcoming weeks and months. Naturally, those on the pro-Trump right praised Johnson's move. Many view the insurrection narrative cooked up by the corporate press as a crass pretext to turn thousands of largely peaceful protesters into political prisoners. Unsurprisingly, Representative Jamie Raskin, Democrat Maryland, who was a member of the farcical January 6 Select Committee, was livid about Johnson's release of the surveillance tapes. He hysterically proclaimed that Johnson is giving a diagram to future insurrectionists and terrorists. The ruling class is still convinced that the events of January 6 were an attack on our sacred democracy and represent the largest domestic attack against the U.S. since 9/11. Elites in D.C. are throwing a fit because they know that their flimsy narrative about January 6 is collapsing. Thanks to the release of these videos, the American people can now see for themselves footage of peaceful protesters walking into the Capitol building shaking hands and fist-bumping police officers. Some of the future footage that is released could show the shocking confrontations between law enforcement and protesters that brought about the deaths of three individuals that day. More importantly, future footage could also shed total light on the role Ray Epps, alleged by some observers to be a FBI provocateur, played in riling up protesters who would later go on to riot. Previously released footage that reporter Julie Kelly analyzed showed Epps being among the first in the crowd of protesters to breach police lines on the west side of the Capitol building. In a recent interview with conservative radio host Chris Salcedo, Representative Clay Higgins, Republican Louisiana, underscored the potential role the FBI could have played in turning an otherwise peaceful demonstration into an out-of-control riot. Higgins said the following. The FBI was not only involved in actions on January 6 from within, they had, I suspect, over 200 agents embedded within the crowd, including agents they would call human assets inside the Capitol dressed as Trump supporters before the doors were opened. Beyond that, the FBI had embedded themselves and infiltrated online chat groups, websites, and social media accounts across the country. Higgins described the FBI's involvement on January 6 as deep, and it wasn't just confined to that day. The increasingly politicized federal law enforcement agency was very involved in the days, weeks, and months prior to January 6, according to Higgins. Indeed, as more footage is released, it will become abundantly clear that the establishment perspective on January 6 is completely bogus. The main goal of the insurrection narrative is to justify a power grab against Trump supporters and other enemies of the deep state. Right-wing activists must continue pressuring their elected officials and related organizations to continue shedding light on the events of January 6. As the dishonest, insurrection narrative continues to collapse, it will become more difficult for the corrupt political class to impose its tyrannical vision on patriotic Americans. Jose Nino is a freelance writer based in Austin, Texas. You can contact him via Facebook and Twitter. Get his ebook, The 10 Myths of Gun Control, at josealbertonino.gumroad.com. Subscribe to his Substack newsletter by visiting Jose Nino Unfiltered on soupstck.com.